But our talk right now moves to all the news you never knew you needed to know until now. And at 7:35 in the morning, here's Travis T. Hip.
Well, things are not going well in Afghanistan. We've heard reports about this, that, and the other. Now it turns out that our big effort in Helmand province is not going well. And the planned offensive to secure Kandahar and the province around it is going to be put off until sometime this fall, because we're just not making any progress in getting the ground prepared for the introduction of government rule over there. Meanwhile, Hamid Karzai is trying to get some sort of a deal so that we don't have to fight in Kandahar. If we have to wait until fall, it's over with. And, I mean, you cannot fight in the uplands of Afghanistan in the wintertime, and nothing that we have planned is going to go down fast enough to get it done before the snow flies. Bad news. Meanwhile, 17 Afghani trainees in a Texas Air Force base have gone over the hill since January. Seven of them have been, I don't know whether the term is recaptured or turned themselves in or what. There's no details coming out about this, but there are still 10 Afghan nationals from their armed forces being trained in Texas, learning English and how to fix jets or something, all of whom are missing in America somewhere, which raises interesting questions. Times Square bomber Mr. Shahzad is going into court today for the first time. Been a long time since he was arrested, and everybody's been questioning him, but he never had a moment in court. Today he will be arraigned on 10 counts of terrorism and weapons charges. The Justice Department is going to challenge that Arizona immigration law. The word was passed in Ecuador by our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who, in answering questions down there, said that, yes, the Obama administration will be going into court against that Arizona immigration law. Apparently, that law and the attitude that it represents are big news south of the border, in South America in particular. Does not reflect well on the United States, which is why Hillary was commenting on it. Now the rest of Washington, including Holder at the Justice Department, have confirmed that they are putting their case together to do it. The stimulus package, everybody says it isn't doing anything. On Friday, President Obama put a shovel full of dirt into the air for the beginning of the 10,000th road and infrastructure project stimulus funded in this program. It appears that things are going to get underway now that the construction era or the season for the rest of the country is getting started as well. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on KVMR Nevada City. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.